You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Justin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by Lori. Find out what they did on their date in just a second. But first, Justin, how long has it been since you heard from Lori?
It's been probably like 3 weeks.
So what was your last interaction with Lori like?
Well, so we went on a date and ended up having a nice night and went back to my house and had a nice night. We hooked up.
Then that
was the last time I saw her. So it was after that date that we had.
So you guys actually hooked up and she's ghosting you.
Yeah. So there was a weird moment earlier on in the night that I had made reservations at a nice restaurant for us to go to, but I messed up the times. And so our reservation for the restaurant was much later in the evening than I had originally planned. So we got there, realized the reservation was wrong. And so we just had a lot of time to kill before our dinner. So we ended up just walking down. We ended up walking down the street. There was a bowling alley and we decided to go bowling, and it felt like we had a really great time. We had dinner and then, like I said, we went back to my place afterwards and everything felt really great to me. I feel like the only reason that she'd be ghosting me at this point would be because of the mix up with the restaurant. Maybe she just didn't like waiting. I don't know.
I mean, she ended up hooking up with you anyway. I don't know that that really was a deal breaker for her.
Yeah.
But she didn't even text you like, thank you.
For the hookup or for the...
Anything. Yeah, Thank you for the day.
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing afterwards. She left, so I had got up in the morning to take a shower, and then I came back, and she was gone, so...
Not even a goodbye? Justin, what did you do?
That's what I want to try to find out.
So you don't have any idea?
My only thought would have been the weird mix-up with the reservation. I can't think of anything else that happened.
Well, what happened in bed? Was there anything weird that happened there that might have scared her away? Like, I don't know, if you baby talk or something, like that might have made her want to leave.
I don't think I did. It's not, not to my knowledge, at least.
Okay, good. So have you actually tried to reach out to her, though? Were you like, did you say thank you and it was nice to meet you or anything along those lines?
I mean, I definitely have texted. I mentioned, hey, sorry for the mix up at the restaurant. I sent that in a text, but, like I said, I got nothing back. So I'd really love a chance to apologize if that's a real problem.
Well, because I was also just thinking, if you didn't reach out to her, then maybe she thinks you're ghosting her.
Oh,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Because communication can be a little tricky. Somebody's got to start it.
Yeah, she left without really saying anything. It felt very sudden. I have no idea what I did.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song. Come back and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and try to get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Justin is on the phone, and it's been 3 weeks since he's heard from Lori. And he really liked her, too. They actually had what sounds like a lot of fun on their date. Before we give her a call to try to find out why she's ghosting Justin, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Lori.
Yeah, so we went on a date 3 weeks ago. I made a reservation at a nice restaurant. We ended up getting there and the reservation was wrong and it was for a lot later. So we ended up finding a bowling alley, going bowling and then going to our place, having dinner. And then we ended up having a great night. She came back to my place. We hooked up and in the morning she left before I got out of the shower and I haven't heard from her since.
Man, fed, bowling, and a good night.
All right, well, we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Lori, please?
Yeah, hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori, how are you? My name is Jubal. And I host a show called The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
The whole show's here, Lori. Hi.
Oh, what? Hi, everybody.
I'm Nina.
That's Nina.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
Victoria. And I probably shouldn't host this show. I was really terrible at that description.
That's Jubal.
Yeah.
Took you a minute.
What's up? How are you?
Oh, my God. It's a party. Okay. Hi. What's up?
Not much. Any idea why we're calling you?
I mean, I've heard of, radio stations calling people for second date update kind of things before, but I'm hoping that's not what this is.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
It's a first date follow-up.
Oh, different.
It's the same but different. That is actually what it is, though. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, my God. No way. Are you kidding me?
Nope. You went on a date recently, and you've been ghosting him for 3 weeks, and they want to know why you're not calling him back. You want to take a guess at who it is?
I mean, there's only one person I can think of that I've been avoiding. I mean, not anything wrong with him exactly, but just the situation. Mm-hmm. Did he call you guys to find out where I went or something?
He emailed us and said that he was trying to get a hold of you. He really liked you and wants to go out with you again. His name is Justin.
Yes, yes, I know. Yeah, we went on a date. We went bowling. It was pretty fun, actually. And I spent the night. And then he got up in the morning, like, took a shower. That wasn't the weird part. So, like, I really liked him a lot, actually. And I was going to write this, like, cute little sweet note. And when I opened his desk drawer, I saw this picture of him and another girl. And it just kind of, like, threw me for a loop. I was like, wait, what? You know, like, what's going on? And also, it just felt really serious because, like, who just has a hard copy printed photo of you and another girl unless it's not, you know what I mean? Like, unless it's, like, the love of your life, you know?
What if it's family?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, that's kind of maybe weird too if it's like you and your sister and just like unless they're like really really close, but I just, it seemed like a romantic photo and it just kind of like hit me the wrong way, you know. And I had to get out of there. I like bolted and left, and you know, it was just kind of, I didn't know what to say, or like I just felt like he was hiding something from me.
Well, it wasn't a drawer. So it wasn't out for, you know, anybody to see. And also it probably should have been nice for you to know that it wasn't just out. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess I don't think that would scare me away right away. I'd want to know like who it is, yeah, and what the situation is, especially since it was a first date. I mean, can you be mad about him having a life before you?
I mean, I didn't know like if it was current or, you know, how previous this girl is. You know what I mean? Like it just spooked me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to like get close to someone and then find out that they have a girlfriend.
that's understandable.
No. Yeah, that's completely understandable. But there was no part of you that felt like you could ask him?
Well, I didn't want him to think I was snooping either, you know? Like I wasn't trying to do like recon, you know? I wasn't like going through his drawers. I was legitimately trying to just write like a cute note.
Yeah.
And so then I just felt really weird and awkward and I just left like in a panic.
Okay.
All right. So, do you want to know what that picture was about?
I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Cause he's on the phone listening and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
What? Stop it.
Hi.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
What's up, Lori?
Oh my God. See, now I'm like doubly embarrassed. Like seriously. Oh my God.
I'd love to explain it to you if you wanted to hear it.
Sure.
So I totally get that. I know that probably was weird. So, you know, I kind of forgot that was there. And so I apologize for that. But so, I was in a 2-year relationship, and I had just gotten out of it like a month prior to our date. So that's a picture of me and my ex, and we had some really nice memories. That picture I just had in my drawer because I'm trying to debate whether it's right or not to throw it away or keep it. So it's just been in my drawer. It was out, but I actually put it in there thinking I, you know, didn't want people to see it if, you know, if things went well, like they did with you. So yeah, that's all that is. It's there's no one else in my life right now. It was just a very long relationship and that picture was from that ex, and I just haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay. I mean, do you still have feelings for her or? Is it over?
Well, I mean, we had a great 2 years. I was very, you know, we were very much, you know, together, 2 years worth of time together, but I think it's been long enough. I think we both realize that we're adults, we're moving on, and I don't really have feelings for her anymore.
Would you be willing to burn the picture in front of Lori?
Oh my gosh, you guys, don't ask him to do that.
It's just a memory.
Yes. I mean, yes. Prove your love, please. kidding. I mean, we went on like one date, so I can't really expect you to just like burn your entire history like in front of me.
Or any.
Any.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate you telling me. Thank you. You know, I really do like you. I think you're really great. And, you know, I would like to spend more time with you and get to know you better. So,
Lori, would you like to go on another date with Justin? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yay.
Yay. Congratulations, yay. Justin.
Awesome.
Justin, quick, clean your apartment out.
Yeah.
Go get a storage unit.
Yeah, no more pictures.
Three more dates,
there better
not
I'll
be
consider
any other
burning
pictures.
Oh, nobody's
got to
burn pictures, y'all.
Put them in a box.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.